Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 31st, 2023. Summary of the past year. There is so much in my head right now. To summarize this year that has passed by, did I accomplish anything really? Other than taking one step closer to finding me, I feel like this year has been a slow winter going into spring. I have been soaring in between and just been abiding my time and saving up energy and strength for what will come. But now, the last day of this year, I feel this intense feeling of anticipation inside of me. I feel there's so much just waiting to happen, but I need to start and to take the first steps out of my comfort zone. So looking back on 2023, I don't feel like I wasted a year. I feel like I rested and took time to sort and start planning for something new. I felt I met a lot of amazing people and let go of old ones holding me back. I feel there are some aspects of my life I kind of put on the back burner to focus on other things, and now it's time to try and put everything together as a whole. I really liked everything about 2023, at least for me. I want to wrap this year up nicely, and I feel ready to step into another year. I've gotten to know myself and how I feel and react to my loved ones getting illnesses, some curable, some not, and I realize that I have become stronger in myself, stronger emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I might have lost some on the physical aspect, but now I feel ready to take charge of that too. Anyone else out there feeling ready to start a new life, to take on the world, to take risks and venture into the unknown? I needed this year to figure things out, to test myself, and to test the foundation I have built for myself up until now. I love the saying, up until now. It means for me that I have achieved what I can and want to up to this point. It doesn't hold back anything from future creations. It actually makes it a lot easier to course correct and to be kinder to oneself. So this last day of December 2023, up until now, I have finished school, gotten married, gotten divorced, have had 4 children and lost one almost halfway through. I have held numerous jobs and collected lots of certifications and diplomas. I started working with giving treatments and I've had this pod going for more than 3 years now. But up until now, my biggest achievement is learning to love myself. To look at all the different aspects of me without filters and just like being me. To start seeing myself through the lenses of my heavenly parents. It makes me go easy on myself and to be kinder to myself and to have hope for the future. I have also landed more in my spiritual gifts and how they express themselves to me, in me, and through me. I have also gained a greater knowledge of my Savior, and I feel closer to Him as well as I feel like I have gained an increased understanding for Him as a brother. I have also gotten to know more about my Divine Feminine and spend time getting to know our Heavenly Mother more. All in all, for me, it has been a great year of personal expansion and development. And even though this year feels a lot like a year with a lot of growing pains, I feel like I've started even out. Have you ever done the exercise of the wheel and looked at different aspects of your life and how some are 10 and some 3, and the wheel looks all uneven? This year, I feel I have balanced a lot of my wheels. A lot of aspects of my life wheel. Some might have gone down and some have gone up, and I feel the wheel is almost running smoothly. Now, when I've found balance, I just want to expand it, grow it, create with it. So thank you for joining me on this past year, and it's going to be fun going into the future. I really hope you'll join me. Until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine. And a happy new year from us in the LDS and Medium podcast.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.